cover your ears if you don't like loud noises. That is your quintessential prairie noisemaker, the cowbell. The one I treasure was given to me in 1991 by Susan Thompson, a year before she became Winnipeg's first woman mayor. It was to help fill the frosty, deep-frozen air with noise at Winnipeg's first Grey Cup that year. Being a city boy, I've yet to meet a cow who actually wears one, but I've sure heard lots of them at football games in Winnipeg and at Taylor Field in Regina. The tall foreheads who run the Blue Bombers really stepped in a cow patty this month with their brilliant decree that cowbells are among a long list of items Winnipeg fans will no longer be allowed to have with them on game day. The list also includes outside food of any kind, all water bottles and thermoses, any kind of bottled water, and much, much more. Doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure out the banned items list is primarily aimed at boosting merchandise sales, a marketing opportunity, if you will. Most, if not all, the items will be available at the ballpark, sporting the Bomber logo, ours to buy at more than a bargain price. The Winnipeg football fans and their counterparts in Rider Nation got busy and told the football club they need to give their collective heads a shake. The cowbell policy lasted less than 24 hours before damage control kicked in. I can tell you from personal experience, coming to Winnipeg for the Banjo Bowl in September wearing a green Rider jersey is not always a warm and fuzzy afternoon. Garth Butchko and friends need to be reminded, game day involves a lot more than what happens on the field once the referee blows his whistle. Many of the thousands who attend are there to party. Hey, maybe it's time to rename the Banjo Bowl. How about the Cowbell Classic? Just a suggestion. I'm Roger Currie.